What about the patient with HER2 negative disease? Does the BCRG have any trial up and running or about to get up and running?
We've been looking at a very interesting drug that we are in discussions with the manufacturer. Really, what we think in BCRG is that the time has come to accept the fact we've got quite effective chemotherapy, but rearranging the alphabet is not necessarily going to give us much additional efficacy. So simply adding a new standard chemotherapy drug or looking at minor issues of dose and schedule is unlikely to make a major difference in mortality rates from breast cancer. So we very strongly think that the next home run is going to come from integrating biological therapies. Currently, the most exciting class of biologics, in my opinion, would be the anti-angiogenesis drugs. And so our next suite of trials is going to be looking at anti-angiogenesis therapy in combination with our optimal adjuvant chemotherapy. The BCRG believes that the winner of the 006 study will probably be Taxotere carboplatinum Herceptin. So we've adopted that as our platform for the next trial, which will be TCH versus TCH plus an angiogenesis inhibitor. The HER2 negative population, we have adopted the position that TAC chemotherapy has a very strong and very good risk-benefit ratio. So we believe that's our standard of care for HER2 negative disease. And we are going to be testing TAC versus TAC plus an angiogenesis inhibitor.
The only data I can recall seeing in the metastatic setting with anti-angiogenesis inhibitor was the capecitabine bevacizumab study that sort of, I guess, is perceived as being negative, at least in terms of the primary endpoint. Are there any other anti-angiogenesis factors that we have data on in the metastatic setting or in breast cancer?
Well, to date, we have no good randomized data with any of the other angiogenesis inhibitors, but certainly the bevacizumab capecitabine study was an interesting one. Now, what that study did was look at relatively heavily pre-treated patients. We were looking at a population that had had anthracycline exposure, taxane exposure, perhaps other drugs, and was to receive capecitabine. Half the patients were randomized with the addition of bevacizumab. What we do know from that study is, although the primary endpoint of that study was not reached, which was to be basically a 50% improvement in time to disease progression, what was seen was that the response rate went up significantly, and there was certainly a trend for improved time to progression. I would think that if one were to use that drug earlier on in the disease course, and perhaps with a compound where preclinical synergy had been seen, that you would be getting more efficacy from bevacizumab. So although that trial, the primary endpoint was negative, I still think we got a signal there that it is a potentially active compound. And in addition, if we were to use it perhaps more rationally, more appropriately, with smaller volume and less heavily pretreated disease, I'd expect to see a signal.